Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Text in, my husband and I, who met 19 years ago at the Electric Picnic, have a duet party piece singing Brand New Key by Melanie. We're always dying to be asked to perform at a family gathering. It's so much fun. See, there you go. That's what it's all about. It's actually embracing the party pieces and actually enjoying them, even if you're not that great to them. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, it's the effort that counts. Isn't that what they say? 51551, leave me know what your party piece is. Now, I mentioned earlier on about, you know, sometimes that you just be allergic to getting into photos. You'll happily take the photo. You just don't want to be in it. And, you know, we've all had that moment, whether it's a wedding or a christening, where somebody calls group photo and then for whatever reason, you're just not feeling yourself or you don't want to get in. And now we have style and body confidence coach Sharon Huggard here. She's going to tell us why getting in the picture means more than we actually might realise. Sharon, first of all, do you have a party piece?
I'm trying to rack my brains and I'm kind of going, the thing that came to my mind was the spoons in about fifth class in national school. But
you learned how to play the spoons in primary school?
Yeah, badly, very badly. So I don't think I'd be up for any awards or anything like that. But yeah.
Well, I think you need to dust off that party piece and take it out for the next occasion, for the next event that you're at, say, actually, hang on. You can get a photo of you doing the spoons, actually, because that'll tie in nicely.
Get a picture with the spoons.
Now, look, let's talk about, you know, Get In the Picture campaign, because it's his third year.
Yes.
And it does centre around today because it's National Photography Day.
Yes.
Tell people a little bit about how it came about.
Oh, I'm an emotional wreck today. All really? The messages and all the mm-hmm. photographs and everything. It's just such a beautiful day. So I'm a style and body confidence coach, and there was research done a couple of years ago, and it stated that 89% of women and young girls opt out of meaningful activity due to poor body image. Mm-hmm. And it just literally stopped me in my tracks. For me as a woman, and I have a 17-year-old daughter as well. And I was kind of going, you know, and I wanted to know what it was stopping people from doing. I know I measured my self-worth in the scales for decades. And I didn't get into the picture. I was the taker mm-hmm. of the photographs. And I asked a group of women, you know, the things that came back, it was, a lot of it was centred around getting into the picture physically, but also it was getting into the picture, I suppose. I know when I wasn't getting into the picture physically, I wasn't getting into the picture kind of metaphorically in my life either. Mm-hmm. There's people like not taking opportunities in work, not getting into the picture with their children was a huge one. Even today, one of the moms shared with me that her little daughter, on the dad's side of the bed, there's pictures of her with her dad. And, you know, she said, he's an amazing dad, he's fabulous. And the daughter said, Daddy does everything with me. And she went, it kind of stopped her in her tracks.
Because the photos are there to show it.
Because the photos are there. And she said, I'm very present. She said, I'm actually a stay-at-home mom. And she said, that's one thing. And another lady said as well, she said, today, a new chapter. I take pictures of my daughter, but I'm going to get in into them. And I was even looking back at photographs recently. I was very nostalgic. My son is 21 next month. And I was looking at the pictures and I was like, there, you know, he is with his dad. There he is with his granny. Yeah. There he is with. And then I was like, the one thing that was missing was me.
Yeah.
And if I was
your presence,
in them,
actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And I was very much present, but not captured, or I suppose. Yeah. And I just kind of went, you know, we're erasing our history. And that's one thing. And people would say to me, you know, and the dads are amazing. I have a husband and two sons myself. The dads are amazing. But it's just, you know, it looks like if they're, you know, doing everything, you know, they're at the GA matches, they're at the swimming, they're at the this, that and the other. So it's just for us to get into the picture.
Sharon, I think you're right. Like, I celebrated my 1-year-old's birthday recently.
Yes.
And when I was looking back at photos of him just being a few months old, one of the things that was glaringly obvious is, I mean, let's face it, I had probably thousands of photos, but I had more with him, with other people, with his dad, with his grandparents, with friends that called, than I had with him myself. Yeah. And that was partly, I'd say largely to do with me, maybe, you know, feeling, oh, I look tired, oh, my hair isn't washed, oh, I look estate, don't take a photo of me. But I really made a conscious decision in the last, you know, few weeks to say, going forward, I have to be in that photo, because, you know, down the line when we want to look back in memories, and maybe, you know, the time comes where I'm not around and he wants those photos, that's what it's about. It's not about how aesthetically perfect or imperfect you look. It's about you were there and you were in that photo, and it can remind you of the story. Like, what's the feedback been like from people that have been actually taking part in this campaign?
Oh, as I say, now today is a day that there's people crying, there's people, it's bringing up all sorts of emotions, and good, you know, good things that, you know, it is, as I say, there's women in work getting into the picture, You know, maybe doing a live on their Instagram. They never did one before and they were afraid of, you know, what people would think or how would they be perceived. One woman said she walked across the office today and this was her, I suppose, take on getting to the picture to the management team that she never would have done before.
I think it's men and women. I know we're talking about women here, but yes. I think sometimes it's easy to say, oh, it doesn't bother men. But I actually think sometimes it does, because there is this pressure, societal pressure nearly, to look a certain way for, and it's there for men and women, young and old. And like you said, that you had experience of feeling that dread. Just for people listening, how did you overcome it?
I suppose the work that I was doing, you know, around body confidence and that with myself. And I suppose it was just, I kind of said to people, like today, obviously, it's about getting to the picture. And, you know, you share it to Instagram and hashtag, you know, Sharon Huggard, tag Sharon Huggard and get in the picture. But that's, you know, to kind of, it's
get people talking.
To get people talking. But in general, it doesn't have to be. You know what I mean? You don't have to show it to anybody, even if you have it at home yourself and you capture it for yourself. You know, as I say, it doesn't have to be kind of some, but I just kind of, once I did, you said the first live, or once I did the first, you know, got started getting into the picture. And I suppose with me, because I am a stylist, and there's kind of this perception, you know, you kind of have to be groomed, or you'd have to kind of present yourself in a particular way. I did my first live on my Facebook page a couple of years ago when I started my business, and I said I'm going to do it in my workout gear, because I didn't want the pressure of always having to be on or to be looking well. And it was very funny. I was just, you know, kind of welcome to my thing, whatever, and it was all very casual. And then my husband turned around, he said, started laughing. He said, your top is inside out. I said, he's keeping it real. And
we've all been there.
So yeah, I suppose it's giving yourself permission. And even the photographs that are coming in today, one lady was in her swimsuit and she said, it's totally outside my comfort zone. And I just said, thank you for sharing that, because I said, you're giving other people permission. And I think we're more similar than we are different. I keep saying that the more rooms I'm in, the more I see it.
And you, like, I suppose we mentioned younger people as well earlier on, and that's so important, that, you know, our kids see us getting in the photos, you know, backing ourselves and just, you know, wanting to be, like you said, part of the picture, because, you know, we're I suppose subliminally sending them signals by us not being in the photos as well. And, you know, we don't want them to feel that they have to look a certain way or be aesthetically perfect. So it's like, you know, this is me and I'm here and I'm going to get into this photo because I deserve to.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, even if you take that, you know what I mean, that is an example, which is, you know, it's like when we know better, we do better. Like we've been, you know, we know this conditioning and we know why, you know why we kind of feel the way we feel. And it's like when you know better, you do better. And I really am, like I say, I have a teenage daughter. Well, I don't want her to spend kind of time thinking about, you know, her body to the extent that we do. We spend 90 minutes thinking about her body a day.
Really?
And, you know, probably most of it is negative. Yeah. And you kind of go, the things you could do, we don't have time. Sometimes I say I don't have time to go to the gym, or I don't have time to go for a walk or something. If you've night those 90 minutes that you can reclaim, and it's the freedom. But it is, it's they see, I mean, it's, you know, we all know that, you know, your children, you know, look to you for, and they see you getting into the picture. It's not that you love every picture. That's really important to say as well.
Yeah, I've got most pictures on my phone. I'm like, oh God, why am I looking a different way? Why are my eyes closed? Why am I standing funny? But I'm in the picture, and those memories, when I look back at them, I'm laughing, or I'm looking at a person that mightn't be there anymore, and I'm so grateful to have that photo. Actually, James at Kilkenny texted in and he said, my brother-in-law who died from cancer 2 years ago at 50 years of age used to always say, take a picture on the good days, because they won't last forever. And as a family, we really miss him. And having those photos is so important.
Yeah. And one lady said to me, she said, actually, you're actually being selfish if you don't get into them, because we love the candid photographs. We love the ones with the head thrown back and the eyes closed, or the chin of other people. We've never looked at a photograph of somebody and said, you know, whether they've passed or whether they're still with us, that we love. And kind of said, oh, well, wouldn't they be just so much nicer if they were two stone lighter, or if their eyes weren't closed?
We're so hard on ourselves.
Ourselves.
And it's about the moment. It's about the story. It's about the occasion. It's not about looking aesthetically great. Because let's face it, most of us, the vast, vast majority of us on this earth are not aesthetically perfect. So stop putting the pressure on ourselves. It's all right.
Absolutely.
We have to live our lives and enjoy too. Can you remind people how they get involved with the campaign?
Yeah, so as I said, today is the day. So it's just follow Sharon Huggard _ on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then you put up a picture of yourself imperfectly, you know what I mean, just as you are. And some people are putting them up with their daughters or their mothers, you know what I mean, and all the rest of it. It's lovely. And you can, you know, do a post and you can write a story, what it means to you, or just put it up and hashtag get in the picture.
Or as you said, just take the photo anyway just for yourself and make the promise to yourself that you're going to get in more photos. Sharon Huggard, thank you so much for coming in and, well, chatting with us on the phone today, and the best of luck, and well done on the campaign. I'm sure it'll definitely give people food for thought and hopefully start some conversations.
Thank you.
We'll be back with some live music now after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.